Another question, good morning, another question which you want to address, we touched on this a little bit, is the idea of what is the role of cleaning vis-a-vis the dinim of bedika. So we spoke about that maybe it takes away the status of a makom shel nisim b'chametz. So a person cleans, and now they want to say, I'm not chayav in bedika anymore. So we said, we don't do that because shel tachlok ben bedika lebedika. So Rashi suggests that this halacha of shel tachlok ben bedika lebedika applies to places. Chazar machayav, this place has to be checked. So you must check this place on the night of the 14th, even though you cleaned it beforehand. However, when it comes to items, we do not have din of shel tachlok ben bedika lebedika. A person which would clean the items well, to the point that there's no longer a chashash, that there's a possibility of chametz being there. There's no chiyuv to do a bedika on those things. So a person would wash garments, so we do not need to check the pockets, even though we said there's a chiyuv to check pockets, but if you wash them in such a way that there's no potential chametz there anymore, a person will wash toys and remove anything which is there, any film, dirt, chametz, which is attached to the toy, by cleaning it, you've made it, there's no need to do bedika. And there's no rule of shel tachlok ben bedika lebedika. Others suggest that maybe there is a chiyuv bedika still, just like we say, shel tachlok ben makom lemakom, if these items are chayav ben bedika, so they also have a shel tachlok, but they do agree that you could do them beforehand, like we just suggested yesterday. If you want to do some of them beforehand, you could. Furthermore, since these items are portable, the halacha is that that which you need around there applies, doesn't apply to a room which has a tremendous amount of light coming into it. An achsadra. Achsadra was like a porch which was open, fully open on one side, and the light was coming in. It's that room in a very clear way. So a person could take the children's items out to the porch, and as he's cleaning them, just look over to make sure that there's no chametz, and that would be sufficient to address your chiyuv. Even if you hold there's a chiyuv bedika, a person would be fulfilled his chiyuv bedika on these items by, as they're washing them, checking them over in the sunlight. So that is a valid suggestion to deal with these other items, not to leave them over for the night of Pesach, the night of the bedika's chametz. Question comes: I'm going to be selling a certain area to the non-Jew. Do I have a chiyuv bedika in that place? To any area which I've sold to the non-Jew already, so it's not under my purview anymore. I have no chiyuv to check there. I know there's chametz there, and it's not my chametz. This area is restricted for the goy's usage, so I don't have to worry about it. But I'm checking the night of the 14th, knowing that the next day, the night of the 15th, I'm going to be selling this area where I'm going to be storing the chametz to the non-Jew. Do I have a chiyuv bedika in that place? So Mishmur brings a machloikas in regards to this issue. It's right now belongs to a Jew, so he is a chiyuv bedika. That's one argument, and therefore a person would have to check. Or do we argue this, the goal is not for now, the goal is for when the time of the Zman HaYisr comes, that this area should be clean and removed from any type of chametz. Well, I don't need that in the area which I'm selling to the goy. I don't need to remove any chametz. Adarab, I'm putting chametz there, so why should I have to do bedika in that place? So this, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings that this is a machlokes. And preferably a person should check that area as well. Alternatively, a person can arrange for a sale which will take place prior to his bedika. That would also be sufficient. Sometimes they do, the Rabbanim do this for people who are going to be in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, but they're selling their chametz and chutz lorets. This is a question when it has to be sold, but for argument's sake, even though the person is the chametz and chutz lorets, person is in Eretz Yisrael, he needs it to be sold earlier because him, the Zman HaYisr of Chametz, comes much earlier. 7 hours for the East Coast, but it could be a difference of even 10 hours for the West Coast of America. So he can't sell the Chametz. So he wants to arrange the Chametz. He needs the Chametz to be sold before it reaches the Zman HaYisr in Eretz Yisrael. So he wants to arrange with the Rav here in America to sell it on the 13th. So they would do that. So it's sold before the Zman HaYisr comes in Eretz Yisrael, that much earlier, in the middle of the night, or whatever it might be. So a person can sell this room, who's living here, wants to sell the room which is being sold to the goy, on the 13th as opposed to the 14th, the person could do that. Not all rabbanim have a sale on the 13th. So Mr. Burr seems to say that in the situation of suffering, a person should check that area as well. Have a good day.